Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Been talking a lot about the Commanders all week with all of the free agency moves that Adam Peters has made. And then the trade of Sam Howell yesterday. We've got the upcoming draft. One of the guys we haven't talked about that much because the assumption is he's going number one to the Chicago Bears is Caleb Williams. But wondering if you think Adam Peters might trade up. He's got more draft capital now. They moved from the sixth round to the fifth round and the fourth round to the third round with this trade of Sam Howell. Could they have a package in mind to move up to number one to potentially draft Caleb Williams?
I don't think this haul necessarily gives them more ammunition, right? Because you're not going to be trading a third or a fourth round pick to move up to get Caleb. If you're going to move up to get Caleb, it's going to take multiple firsts. And so,
but usually they toss in like a third.
Yeah, but I don't think they've got extra ammunition to do that. That was sort of the like. Was that the goal? I don't think so. I think they're going to stay pat at two, and they've got at least two great options in Jaden Daniels or Drake May.
I'll say, when we did the bit where we had the boards and we had to come up with our, it was supposed to be, you watch the film, what do your eyes tell you? Who do you think are the best guys?
Mm-hmm.
And I just watched highlights, and highlights can be very deceptive.
Everybody has highlights.
But Caleb did impress me the most. And all of them had great throws, but just he had great throws with guys that were about to sack him.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas every one of Jaden Daniels' highlights that I watched, he had pretty clean pockets. Mm-hmm. Drake May had some other ones too, like he had the left-handed one. He had some other ones, but it seemed like Caleb was the most spectacular, just by my eyes, and it's not outrageous. That's what most people say. Guy won the Heisman last year before Jaden Daniels won it this year. I wouldn't have a problem with it if they moved up to go and get Caleb. If Cliff Kingsbury believes he's the next coming of Patrick Mahomes and they're convinced.
Well, it depends on what Chicago feels about Caleb.
What do you think about Chicago's
moves
yesterday?
If Chicago feels about Caleb, hey, we think he's a 10 out of 10. And Daniels and May, we think at best are 8 out of 10. Well, that's a pretty big gap. Why would they trade out and take the lesser quarterback just to get a couple of, you know, extra number one picks? I don't think they would do that.
What if they think Justin Fields is as good as Caleb Williams, and now they add Keenan Allen to the mix? So they traded a fourth round pick for Keenan Allen. The Chargers have no receivers. They cut Mike Williams.
They drafted Quentin Johnston from last year in the first round. So they've got a young first rounder. Yeah. But yeah, for the most part, you're right.
People say you can outrun the cap. Not the Chargers. They had to whack some players.
Well, because and Bosa restructured his deal. So. Yes. Yeah, you're right. They were in cap hell.
But the Bears now have DJ Moore, who they brought in last year to help Justin Fields, and he was a good addition to that team. And now they've got Keenan Allen.
Mm-hmm.
So Ryan Poles could be setting themselves up in Chicago to deal that number one pick like they did last year, get it out of the hall, and think that, hey, we'll give Justin one more season, and now there are no excuses for Justin Fields because not only does he have one good receiver, he's got two.
I would find it hard to believe, but I could be wrong. Yeah,
I think it's too hard to pass up on the shot. You just got to take the shot.
But they did it a year ago.
Right, but he didn't show you enough.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Fields was just okay this year.
Yeah.
Like showed signs. But
my point is they could have drafted CJ Stroud last year, could have drafted Bryce Young last year, and they decided to make a deal.
Well, because you know they had Fields for 2 years. Now they've seen him for three. That's, I think it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't going to give up on him after two because they, you know, they drafted him in the first round a few years ago. But now after seeing him for three, I would be very surprised if they traded that one pick and went with Fields again.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
And then
let's say Washington.
Would Commanders fans want – I mean, you're a Commander fan. Mm-hmm. Would you want to trade all that draft capital to go get Caleb versus staying with Daniels or May?
Not particularly, but if they – put it this way. If they brought in Caleb Daniels, I would be excited like anybody else.
Caleb Williams.
You potentially have arguably maybe the best player in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
But I also would be super excited for Jaden Daniels. Like, I think he would be a huge, like, fan favorite. Drake May, may end up being the best of the three. He's going to be the most boring. He's going to be the most sort of
not if
like
he's throwing touchdowns.
Wait and see. Let's see what we got. Yeah. I don't know how excited the fan base is going to be. Not that that should factor in.
Yeah.
But for me, I would be more excited for Caleb and Jaden than I would be.
But now
for
that
Drake.
Adam Peters is acquiring all these draft picks, and you know Rivera and that staff acquired some extra ones trading Chase and Montez. But you've got six picks in the top 100. Do you really want to trade some of those now when you're trying to build the roster? And maybe a number one
not
for next year.
Not when you have other very, very highly ranked guys right there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's not like it's Caleb Daniels, Caleb Williams,
and then nobody. Yeah.
You know, you got other guys that are legit, you know, like two and three potential picks.
I agree with you, but let me just make the case for why they might.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's going to happen. But their May evaluation may be that there's a huge gap between Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and Drake May. Their evaluation might be Caleb Williams is a difference maker, a la C.J. Stroud. The other guys could be starting quarterbacks in the league, but they're not going to turn into – they may say Drake May, he gets comped to Josh Allen. He's not going to turn into Josh Allen. He's not going to turn into Justin Herbert. He could be just a guy, right? And same thing, the evaluation for Jaden Daniels, they may be like, he's too skinny. What was that guy that called in? Or maybe it was the guest said nobody under 205 pounds succeeds.
Well, I bet you in his pro day he's going to be more than 200 pounds, but who knows?
Mm-hmm. You know, they might just say, look, the guy, I looked at it. I mean, you watch those highlights and you can see spectacular hits on him.
Yeah.
And you may think he's not going to survive in the NFL based on frame.
It's definitely a concern.
We just had somebody on talk about Bryce Young a couple days ago about Bryce Young's frame. And
Mark Packer talked about it.
Yeah. So you might say, I don't know this. You might say as an organization, we're not really as high as, you know, the mock drafts of the world on Drake May and Jaden Daniels, everybody. To us, it's a one quarterback draft of the tier. It's Caleb.
Well, so we should go. Then you go back to Jason's point. Well, then Chicago will have the same opinion in all likelihood.
Do you think the Bears are saying, no, Caleb, he's way down the list and Daniels is much better? I don't think so either. So we'll
I don't think so, but I read all these articles. Nobody knows what Ryan Poles is thinking.
Well,
and Justin
not.
Fields hasn't been dealt. Now they traded for another receiver. So is that to set up Justin Fields for success or to set up Caleb Williams for success?
I would believe the reports in the media that they just haven't gotten a good offer for Fields. All right, let's hit the calls.
Let's go to Andre in Manassas. Hey, Andre, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Dre?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So I probably would not go with I would not trade him. You know, if he falls to us, he falls to us. It is what it is. I'll basically take in terms of Caleb Williams. The one thing I would say about it, though, however, I am not necessarily ready for Mariota to be our quarterback. I understand the trade-off. You know, we needed to get to this point.
Why? Mariota's not really a factor. He's a backup.
You know what? That may be true, but, you know, going into this season, I firmly believe all these quarterbacks, the first, second, third pick of those draft, they all need to sit a year. Even Caleb Williams, I know everyone, like, likes him, and he's as
they
good as he's
great. They just
don't
sit, though. I agree with you, but they don't sit. They all play.
I know they don't sit, but I think they need to sit. I mean, if Adam Peters is going to be, you know, the next coming, you know, he needs to be foreshadowed and see, you know, maybe these guys is it. You know, Caleb Williams is a 30 and fumbles, or, you know, I know we couldn't get off the fact that Sam Howell had all these sacks in college and it came with him into the league. I can't see how someone has like 30 fumbles in college and all of a sudden that's not going to happen again in day one. So, you know, the whole thing I guess I'm saying is whoever comes in, I think they need to sit, and I'm not ready to see Mariota. I realize it has to happen. I guess I just wasn't expecting it. Hit me last night. Holy crap, what is the possibility Mariota might be our starting quarterback.
If I recall, you were kind of a howler, right? At one point, you kind of argued for running it back with better coaching and a better offensive line, right?
Yeah, I think you did.
That clouds your judgment in the future. You just got to get over it.
No. I mean, Howell's gone. I mean, you listen, at the end of the day, when you sit back and you take your feels out of it and you looked at the last, nine games, you realize, this was pretty rough. I think the team did the right thing. My whole thing was just, I just wasn't prepared to, going into the offseason that Mariota might be our starting quarterback next year.
He's not
going to
be. Listen, I got news for
you. Know, man.
Listen, Andre, God bless you. They're going to start whoever they pick at number two.
Yeah.
I think you're right. It'd behoove all of them to sit a year or sit six games or eight games.
It's not the way it is now.
But it's just not the way.
Yeah.
If they draft a quarterback with number two, they're going to play him week one.
Yeah. Because you want to try and get as much out of him before that
even if he's
huge
awful.
Quarterback deal comes in 4 years.
The guy could come in here and miss everybody and forget the plays. They're going to still start him in week one.
All right. Got a bunch of people that want to chime in. Caleb Williams, do you want to see Adam Peters' next move?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Be moving up to number one to draft Caleb Williams. But let me tell you about the champions of the world, Argentina and Messi. They're making their way to Philadelphia. Argentina is going to be matched up against El Salvador in preparation for Copa America. Friday, March 22nd. It's at 8 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. El Salvador, in their preparation match to the World Cup, will face Messi's national team, who is number one in the world ranking. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. Argentina versus El Salvador on Friday, March 22nd at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.